15 miles south of Logan, you'll find a relatively unknown place called Avon, population 367. But this weekend, the sleepy farming community will be a little more lively as visitors trickle in to attend the annual Porcupine Music Festival.
I haven't sang this song in a year, so, but here goes.
To some people, Avon may be one of the last places you'd think of to hold a music festival. Tucked away in the Bear River mountain range, the town's backdrop of sloping yellow fields and scattered red barns seems more suited for a period piece film. But to residents Rich McAtee and Wade Evans, the serenity found in Avon is perfect for their festival and complements the event's eclectic acts. Reggae groups, funk bands with horn sections, folk and world music, singer-songwriters, West African drum ensembles, and one year they even hosted a belly dancing troupe. In short, the Porcupine Music Festival is a celebration of music and community.
That's mainly, you know, about it, you know, to provide that the opportunity for people to come together, you know, in a nice setting and with a nice purpose, you know, for music and just to be together, which is, it's a rare opportunity anymore.
I know a lot of people have been looking forward to it. A lot of people talk about it being a highlight of their year around here. You know, there's a lot of people in this area who love to dance and love good music and love an atmosphere where they can let their hair down. And that's the idea. You know, that's why we come all the way out here and provide a safe venue for where people can express themselves a little more colorfully.
This is the sixth year the two-man team has put on the festival. Evans schedules the acts and does the promotion work, while McAtee prepares the venue, his backyard in Avon. He spent the last few weeks getting the homemade 20-foot by 12-foot stage up to county regulation standards.
Yeah, this all gets mowed out here, and then people camp around the perimeter. And then there's a trail that goes down to the river. Which is really nice, and it's hot. People can go down there and cool off. And we have, hopefully, a food vendor that shows up and offers some food. And yeah, that's about it. It's pretty small.
It's not big. It's humble.
You could say it's a labor of love. The all-day festival doesn't make the pair money. For $15, festival goers enjoy a night of camping and 12 different musical acts.
Sometimes people have suggested you should raise the price to $25 with all these bands and everything. And I think we're just sort of the mind that we would rather have it more available for everybody.
It's a great deal, says Evans, and each year it seems that word spreads and the festival attendance grows. He just hopes that this year they can break even. Evans himself is playing this weekend at the festival with his band, The Harmonic Conspiracy. He sits cross-legged on the edge of the stage as he strums his mandolin, his dreaded beard nearly brushing the strings of the instrument.
Well, I'll tell you what decision we decided to make. And it started originally when I was about 6 or 7, and I was playing. My mom convinced me that taking piano lessons would increase my hand-eye coordination, which would help me to be a better soccer goalie. So that's how I originally stepped into music, but obviously my tastes have changed. And traveling around the country through my later teenage years and after high school, hitchhiking around the country from music festival to music festival, really opened my eyes to a lot of styles of music. And then, but not like traveling around the world did.
There's been some mixed reactions to the festival among the Avon residents. Evans says some neighbors see it as distasteful, like it's some modern-day Woodstock. He even remembers one such neighbor coming to the festival with a bullhorn and telling everyone to stop and clear out.
Probably a festival like this attracts more colorful free thinkers. There's probably quite a few misfits who don't fit in with regular Cache Valley society, but you know, a lot of the neighbors come and they don't necessarily feel out of place. You know, I think most people come and they find, like, even though many of the attendees of the festival may look funny or hairy or something, you know, I think they'll find that they're friendly.
More information about this weekend's festival can be found at the Porcupine Music Festival Facebook page.
We're just trying to live our lives according to the dictates of our own consciences. And that includes, you know, getting together and in celebration, music, and from time to time, staying up all night dancing.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.